Stop focusing on what you do not have and shift your consciousness to an appreciation for all you are and all that you have. Remember, what you think about is what expands. If you think about what you don't have, then what you don't have will expand. If you think about what you don't like in someone, then what you don't like in someone will expand. Some people think they are their packaging. Your body is nothing more than your garage, where you temporarily park your soul. Stop looking for your purpose. Be it. You tell me what you're for, and I will show you what is going to expand in a positive way. Tell me what you're against, and I will show you what is going to expand in a destructive way. The essence of greatness is the ability to choose personal fulfillment in circumstances where others choose madness. The fear of not having enough prevents many from seeing that they already are enough. You are totally free when you're able to stop thinking about yourself and your self-importance. Remember the Janis Joplin song, "Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose." The more you give away, the more you get back. The only boundaries we have are in form. There are no obstacles in thought. The only response to hatred is love. Everything else will bring you down. You can sit around forever lamenting about how bad you've been, feeling guilty until your death, and not one tiny slice of that guilt will do anything to rectify past behavior. You are the result of all the previous pictures you have painted for yourself, and you can always paint new ones. All you get is today, and next week maybe, but today, now, for sure. You cannot get a hold of the wind. It's the same with thought. You can't age thought. You can only age form. Attachment to being right creates suffering. When you have a choice to be right or to be kind, choose kind and watch your suffering disappear. Anything that immobilizes you, gets in your way, keeps you from your goals, is all yours. You can throw it away anytime you choose. What you must do to move yourself into the mental framework for miracle making is to just let go. Just surrender. Once you believe in yourself and see your soul as divine and precious, you will automatically be converted to a being who can create a miracle. Authentic empowerment is the knowing that you are on purpose, doing God's work peacefully and harmoniously. Ask yourself, are you part of the problem or part of the solution? No one can choose up sides on a round planet. Authentic empowerment is surrendering to that which is loving, harmonious, and good in ourselves, and not allowing for enemies in our consciousness. Jesus told you that even the least among us could do all that he has done and even greater things. You can become a miracle worker. Everything in the universe flows. You can't get a hold of water by clutching it. Let your hand relax and you can experience it. If you want to get a hold of some water and really experience water, and you put your hand into the river and squeeze as hard as you can, and then look at the water, you'll find that you don't have any. But if you relax, put your hand in the water, and let it flow, you'll know exactly what its content is and what its context is. This is the way everything is in the universe. Relax. Don't squeeze too hard. Allow it all to flow. And you'll get a great deal of enjoyment out of everything in this world. The whole universal system is held together through love, harmony, and cooperation. If you use your thoughts according to these principles, you can transcend anything that gets in the way. Love, harmony, and cooperation. They're the mechanics of creation. Every cell that is at ease within itself cooperates with the cell adjacent to it. Every cell that is at dis-ease within itself wants to gobble up the cell next to it. You are one cell in a body called humanity. If you are at ease, you'll cooperate with all of the adjacent cells. If you're at dis-ease, you'll want to gobble them up.